All right, we're recording audio.
All right, so we're on the record.
Yeah, so we're on the record, even though this Sony thing is not working. Yeah, we're good. Okay, what do we need to do next, Simone?
Well, I'll just make the statement for the record that under Utah law, and due to the COVID-19 pandemic, that meeting virtually, as in this web conference, is a necessary and prudent way to meet, have a public meeting, an open public meeting. So this is an acceptable way also that the meeting has be noticed with an agenda on the utah.gov website, showing agenda items, and also that notice was posted there. So with that, we can carry on the business.
Okay.
With attendance, so.
Okay, so we have Ben Frederick, Dave Augustin, Treasurer Jude Houston, Simone Cantherero, and Daryl Acumen. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4 board members plus the treasurer. We have a quorum, right, Simone?
We are a quorum.
Okay. All right. So let's see. What was the first item?
Budget.
Budget update followed by lighting update followed by legal updates.
Okay. Well,
that's in a closed session.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and share. Can you see my screen?
We see the browser.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and click on the the income statement.
Can you maximize the window?
Yeah, I will here in a sec.
Thank you, Drew, for doing these. Big, huge help.
No problem.
And let's zoom in. I think I'd know how to zoom in because I work for Adobe. There we go.
At the bottom, yeah.
There we go. Can you guys see that okay? That okay?
Yep.
No, that's too small.
Yep.
Okay, how's that?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Drew, do you want to speak through this?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so as you can see, we've got three sources of four. We got interest. Our city intergovernment transfer from Draper, our county taxes from Salt Lake and from Utah. So our total income for the year is $369,000. I'm still in the process of making sure that I've picked up all the little loose ends. So the county taxes may be off by a few hundred to maybe a couple thousand dollars, but I'll have that reconciled shortly, and that number will be nailed down. So administrative expenses, that's our 2000 FY22, 10% administrative fee from the city at $29K. You can see we're spending peanuts on legal fees these days by comparison. A little bit of repair on the maintenance board, the rental space for the snowblower, $15K. I have separated light maintenance from the light replacement program.
Yeah, great.
So light maintenance is what the city has charged us on the work orders that they've processed with Black and McDonald or somebody like that. So that's what that cost is. Snow removal for the fiscal year, pretty close to what we spent last year. I believe last year was about $350. So we picked up, down under other income and expenses, we picked up $143,000 refund for prior overcharges. And we've spent this year $369,000 on light replacement. last year we spent about 160 on light replacement. So 460, we're looking at somewhere over $500,000 on the light replacement. So this is both the acquisition of the materials and the initial installation or the replacement program. So going forward, if a light post has to be replaced, that'll be treated as a maintenance expense. But we don't carry, my understanding from the accountants, that we don't carry the light pole inventory, that that's expense normally in government accounting, that's expensed in the year in which the cost is incurred and not carried over as a as an inventory item. So there won't be, you know, charges each time a new pole is replaced. There will be no material charge, just labor charge. So that puts us for the year in the hole about $265,000. Any questions about that? Let me just, if not, I'll review where we are on the balance sheet.
This is actually a lot. This is pretty good, you know, because that would be $400,000 if it wasn't for that prior year refund. Good work on that, Drew. And then the net ordinary income is only minus $40,000, which is better than I was expecting. So
I was expecting more as well. So I'm still working my way through all of the district emails to make sure I haven't missed any invoices from vendors. I don't think I have, but you know, I'm double checking through all of it.
True. This is Ben Frederick here. I know last time we talked about potentially getting the city to subsidize some of the costs of the lights. Do you know where we're at on that?
I think that's a line item for Doug. Okay.
So that's one item for Doug. The other item for Doug is, well, I guess this isn't for Doug. It's for me, I guess, to file for the tax exemption so we can get about, well, it's probably about 18 to 20 K back from Mountain States Lighting, I believe it is.
Sorry, how much is that again?
Paying sales tax because we didn't have a certificate number.
What's the amount?
It's about 18 or 20,000.
Okay.
Well, if you think about it, what is the percent? What, 6.5% of $500,000?
Well, that $500,000 includes the labor that we paid Oak Hollow to install that initial replacement program.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So where we are financially is we have $70,000 between the Wells Fargo account and the PTIF account. And we have about $200,000 waiting to be transferred to us once we fill out the transparency reports. And I hadn't done that yet, but I will. Obviously, we're starting to get close. So I'll get those reports and everything else that Salt Lake County is asking for before they release the money to us.
Okay. And then what do we have for accounts payable?
We've got $300,000 to the city.
Say that again, you broke up.
About $300K to the city.
Can you do the math on that?
So what's cash flow basis, we're kind of at break even.
Can you
we should get our estimated FY23 disbursements probably in the next, I don't know, 2 months or so.
Yeah, yeah.
October, I believe, is when they come out.
Yeah, total. But for the record, can you give me a number? Take the 270, and take the accounts payable, and tell me, give me a net.
Let's see, payables is 302. And our cash is 70. So we got about 270 and we owe about 302. So we're under by about 30K.
Okay. So for the record, we're broke. I know we're going to be
the 200 on state hold, right?
Yeah, that includes it because right. That takes us to 270.
Assuming that gets cleared, then I'll start paying off the rest of what we owe the city. I've paid Q1 and Q2, and I paid a little bit. I paid Q3 as well, so it's Q4 that where we have the big bill for the major snow removal.
Okay, so for the record, right now, you know, technically we're at minus $32,000.
Right.
Okay. But I mean, so yeah, we're gonna be all right because you know we got the 23 and everything else. But yeah, it's a sobering reality, and I think we should all take a moment of silence to reflect on that. Okay, next item on the agenda. So, Drew, do you have anything else?
I have one other thing. Okay. So, I have a resolution that I will send to you. But it basically is a board resolution appointing or designating you and me to access the PTIF account. Right now, the only two people who can access it are Cal and Paul.
Oh,
wow. So there's a board resolution that authorizes the two of us to be named as authorized users. So the board has to pass on it, and the authorized signer has to get it notarized. So somebody will move that we authorize, that the board authorize Daryl and me to access the PTIF account. Pass it, and then I'll send you the form, and then you can fill out the rest and get it notarized.
Hey, Drew, before we make a motion on that, do we need to have a similar resolution so that you and Daryl can also be on the Wells Fargo account?
Yes. I don't have the documents from them yet, but yes. But you can do the resolution. We may as well do the resolution so we have it on record, and it'll just be an administrative step to get it processed.
Okay.
Well, I'll make the motion then to add Daryl as chair and Drew as treasurer, as signers, and have authority to access funds through the state PTIF fund and also through the Wells Fargo operating account, checking account.
I'll second it.
Okay, so the motion is made and seconded. Is there any debate? Hearing no debate, I'm going to ask if there's objection to unanimous consent.
Well, it's going to be a motion with a vote, so all those in favor.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, so I guess we're good there, right?
Daryl, just one technicality there, because on the document, the motion and the resolution passes unanimously.
Okay, so. Yes.
On the paperwork, it would say that.
Okay, cool. Simone, thanks for serving as parliamentarian. Okay, so I think that motion passes. And then now that's in Drew's court to get that started. When I get back to Utah, we'll go meet with the notaries and everything, right?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Good work. Okay, the next item on the agenda was lights. Simone, what are your comments on lights? You've been following this thing. I understand some lights got fixed.
Yeah, so the TRSSD Gmail gets the emails from the city with a fix order. Like, hey, somebody contacts the city and say, this light is down or it's not working. And they email us and let us know that that's the problem. I probably had half a dozen in the last 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
All but one were inside the district. For some reason, some of them come to us, but they live out over by IKEA.
Yeah.
But if it's something from us, then what we ought to do is contact the Oak Hollow who installed the lights, who did the work on it, for them to, you know, sort of stand behind their work and come and fix it. If it's something that they can fix and work on, mm-hmm. it will save us money than if the city were to call its contractor, McDonald, Black and McDonald, I think, mm-hmm. because then they will charge us for the travel and the labor and everything else. And then we would end up paying more by using the city contractor. So that's the thing. Christine has a good relationship with Oak Hollow, mm-hmm. just like she did with the supplier of the materials. But since Doug has taken over sort of the maintenance of the lights, I don't know that he has that rapport with Oak Hollow mm-hmm. or that he's contacted them. I'm not sure.
And so my point with Doug, right, Doug raised his hand, said he wanted to basically take over this. I wanted somebody to be point person on the board to understand and sort of manage everything that's going on. I don't care who the direct contact is with the contractor. I don't care if it stays Christine. I just want somebody to be able to report to the board what's going on. And Doug raised his hand and wanted to be that guy. We'll discuss this next time, but you know, we gotta remain informed, and I can't do everything. And, you know, Simone, you seem like you're on top of it, but you know, I just want someone to be officially on top of it so that we always have, you know, somebody, one throat to choke, one person who can give us a report to the board, you know, and who we can assign tasks to chase things down. So, I mean, I don't think we can really talk about this right now, but I just wanted. Do you know status on the lights? I mean, we had a bunch that where the, what was it, the fuse went out or something, and Oak Hollow said they couldn't get in to replace the fuse, and the city was going to send somebody, and whatever happened with that, because it sounded like a few of those lights got fixed. Do you know what happened?
I don't know. I know that there's like this rule that if it's something below ground or it has to go to like a converter box or something, that's like city stuff. Like Oak Hollow can't go in and start digging ditches to go through the light to the wiring and stuff.
Right.
Everything else above that, you know, somebody runs into the pole or somebody shoots the light or something, that they can handle that. But
all right. When I get back into town, Simone, let's you and I and Doug and Christine and whoever else needs to be there get together and just talk through kind of the workflow and, you know, sort of, you know, reporting chain so that when we come into a meeting like this, we can, not just me, right? Any of us can just say, look, what's up with the lights and get a definitive answer and get the best answer. And like I said, you know, if it's you or Doug or Chris, I don't care. I want someone on the board to be responsible for that. And if that person just says, hey, you know, I got Christine who's going to give a report, fine. You know, but we have to have somebody who's, you know, on the board, who's on the hook for it.
Is there any objection to having Christine just maintain that and keep doing that? I mean,
I don't have an objection to Christine maintaining it. I just want someone on the board who's in it, who's liaising with Christine and the contractor and the city and has full knowledge of everything the hell that's going on. If that's you, fine.
I work with Christine on this stuff for a number of years now. I know she and I have a rapport. I guess we know each other, I guess, that way. And she's already had a relationship. Now, I don't know if somebody in the city has their nose on a joint because Christine or something. I have no idea.
It's me. Just because I wanted someone on the board to be point person, and Doug raised his hand, and so I said, okay, great. Let's do that. I'm not going to make that decision without talking to Doug first, but it sounds like that's probably the smartest way to go, is just let's have you work with Christine and then you report to us what's going on.
Yeah, that's, you know, fine.
Because since we sort of made this transition, it's like all hell's breaking loose, and I don't know what the hell's going on. I know less about what's going on now than I did before.
Yeah.
And it's clearly that it's not working. So
Let's talk with Doug first.
Okay.
Okay. And then depending on that conversation, then we can talk to Christine. Yeah. Now we're assuming Christine is willing to continue to do that.
I know. So, okay. This should have been just a simple thing. Hey, I want somebody to report, you know, to be report to the board and what's going on. And it's just turned into a big cluster. So, all right. Is there any new business before we go into closed session?
No.
Okay. Hearing no new business or whatever, I'm going to now move us into a closed session of the board to discuss legal issues. Now, Simone, there's no residents on right now, so I vote for to avoid technical issues. We stay on the same
link. Yeah, and Daryl, the motion is to go to closed session. I would second that motion. It has to be by motion.
Okay, got it.
So I would second that.
So is Drew allowed to stay in the closed session?
That's the tricky part. No, only board members.
Lorene and I will check off.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, thanks for your work, Drew.
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
Yep. Drew.
So you got to take the vote on the motion to go to closed session.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second to go to closed session?
I second.
Oh, who first did it?
You did.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. So it's got a first. We got a second. All in favor of moving to a closed session to discuss legal issues, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye. Chair sees that's unanimous. We are now in closed sessions. Now you stop recording, right?
Yeah, now you stop recording.
Okay, recording is back on. We're now out of closed session.
So I move to... I'll move to have open meeting again from the closed session where we discuss litigation.
Okay, I'm going to second that motion. All in favor of going back into an open meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, seeing no objection, motion carries. So now we're back in open session.
So I make a motion that we retain Tom Lee and Lee Nielsen Law Firm to represent the district in the litigation by the Cove at Little Valley HOA.
I will second that, Simone.
Okay, so the motion is made and seconded. All in favor of retaining that law firm, say aye.
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 Aye. The motion carries unanimously. Okay, so they are now our attorneys.
I'll communicate with him. We need to get sort of the engagement letter signed. And so he can formally speak on our behalf.
Okay.
And I think, Daryl, that's going to need your signature.
Yeah, okay.
So, I know he asked for a retainer like every lawyer does. So I will go back and talk to him about that, considering our financial position, to see if he can reduce that even more.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to get interesting.
Yeah, it will.
But, you know, hey, we got to do it. It is what it is. So let's go forward and make it happen. So
cool. I'll move to, adjourn.
Okay. Do we vote on that? All in favor of adjourning?
The meeting's adjourned, I guess.
All in favor of adjourning?
Hey, Daryl.
Okay, meeting's over.
You may need to post the recording on the district website, the Utah website.
Yeah.
People can click on the recording of the meeting.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Cool.